Famous Shipwrecks, page 188 and 189. Over the years, many famous ships have sunk in the seas and oceans of the world. The remains of these ships are called shipwrecks. They are often full of fascinating treasures and tell the story behind the sinking of the ship. Here are the stories of some of the world's more famous shipwrecks. The Titanic. The Titanic is probably the most famous shipwreck of all time. The Titanic was a huge passenger liner that was built in Belfast in 1911. It was owned by the White Star Line and was built by the Harland and Wolff Shipbuilding Company in Belfast. The largest liner in the world at the time, it had a gym, swimming pool, squash court, and Turkish baths. Her owners claimed that the liner was unsinkable. On the 10th of April 1912, the Titanic set out on her maiden or first voyage with 2,223 passengers and crew on board. Tragedy struck only a few days later. At 11:40 p.m. on the 14th of April, the ship's lookout rang the bell three times and called out, "Iceberg right ahead." However, it was too late to avoid a collision, and the jagged edge of the iceberg ripped a hole over 90 metres long in the hull, or main body, of the liner. As it was thought that the Titanic was unsinkable, there were not enough lifeboats for all the passengers on board. Passengers scrambled for the lifeboats, but there was not enough room on them to hold all the terrified people trying to escape. Women and children were allowed on first. At 2:20 a.m. on the 15th of April, the Titanic sank beneath the freezing waves of the North Atlantic Ocean. A total of 1,517 people drowned in the tragedy. In September 1985, the sunken wreck of the Titanic was finally located just over 700 kilometres southeast of Newfoundland, Canada. The team of scientists that located the wreck was led by Captain Jean-Louis Michel and Dr. Robert Ballard. The ship was lying about 4,000 metres deep in the ocean and had broken into two parts. The bow, or front, was almost intact. However, the stern, or back, was very badly damaged and lay about 600 metres away. Since then, several expeditions have been made to the site of the wreck. It lies far deep, too deep in the ocean for scuba divers or daylight to reach. Therefore, it can only be reached in an MIR submersible, which is like a small submarine. Thousands of fascinating items have been recovered from the wreck and have been on view to the public in exhibitions. Fact box. At the launch of the Titanic, the organisers fired the ship's 12 red flares. Unfortunately, they never replaced these warning flares. When the Titanic hit the iceberg, there were only 12 white flares on board. White flares were used as non-emergency signals between ships. The captain of the Californian, which was sailing nearby, seeing only white flares, failed to realise that the Titanic needed help.